welcome back to another episode of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. This is episode 18, and I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul-Hakim. Today, we're diving deep into understanding and configuring database roles in Snowflake. This topic is crucial for anyone looking to master Snowflake and achieve certification success. So, let's get started. Snowflake's architecture uniquely separates compute resources from storage, enabling a highly flexible and efficient approach to data management. Within this architecture, database roles play a pivotal role in managing access and permissions. Understanding and effectively configuring these roles is essential for maintaining security and operational efficiency. Let's begin with the basics. In Snowflake, roles are named collections of privileges. These privileges dictate what actions a user can perform on various database objects, including schemas, tables, and warehouses. It's important to note that roles do not directly correspond to individual users. Rather, they are assigned to users, enabling a more dynamic and adaptable permission model. Now, onto the configurations. The process of configuring database roles in Snowflake can be broken down into several key steps. Initially, one must create a role using the create role statement. Following the creation, roles can be granted specific privileges such as usage on databases or select on tables. Additionally, roles can inherit privileges from other roles through the grant role statement, allowing for a hierarchical, layered approach to role management. Furthermore, managing roles in Snowflake involves more than just creating and granting privileges. One must also be mindful of the role hierarchy. A well-structured role hierarchy ensures that privileges are appropriately distributed, reducing the risk of excessive or insufficient permissions. Also, roles can and should be tailored to specific job functions. For example, a data analyst may require different privileges compared to a data engineer. Understanding the nuances of each role and configuring them accordingly is vital. Moreover, Snowflake provides several built-in roles such as account admin, sysadmin, and useradmin, among others. These built-in roles come with a predefined set of privileges, serving as a foundation upon which custom roles can be built. It's essential to understand the capabilities and limitations of each of these built-in roles to effectively use them as part of your organization's role hierarchy. Additionally, effective role configuration in Snowflake involves the careful management of role assignments. Users can be assigned multiple roles, but at any given time, only one role can be active. The ability to switch between roles allows users to access the necessary resources without possessing unnecessary privileges at all times. This approach enhances security by adhering to the principle of least privilege. Lastly, auditing and monitoring role configurations are crucial for maintaining a secure and efficient Snowflake environment. Regularly reviewing role assignments, privileges, and usage can help identify unnecessary or excessive permissions, enabling timely adjustments. Snowflake provides tools and features to facilitate this process, including the use of secure views and stored procedures to monitor role usage. In conclusion, understanding and configuring database roles in Snowflake is a complex but rewarding endeavor. By adhering to best practices and understanding the intricacies of role management, you can ensure a secure, efficient, and compliant data environment. Remember, mastery of database roles is essential for anyone looking to excel in their Snowflake certification exam. Thank you for joining me today on this deep dive into Snowflake database roles. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights and confidence in managing roles within your Snowflake environment. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another critical aspect of Snowflake architecture. Until then, this is Yaqub Abdul-Hakim from Brit Flux, wishing you success in your snowflake journey.